Ready? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We have gotten so many requests that people would like to hear from Deb and I again on our take on it. So we thought we would really tune back in and hopefully entertain you a little bit. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk to our audience, and we're very excited to do so. I thought we would tackle this subject today called God's reality. And what that means is, you know, how is the world feeling when it comes to religion? And let's be honest, it's on the lowest of the low totem pole. Nobody wants to talk about anything godly these days. It's really hard to bring up the subject. People seem to go to church less and less when they're around each other. We want to talk about different subjects that are more modern. And with all due respect, they don't follow any biblical principles whatsoever. So what I want to do today is a reality check. How many people just think religion is full of it? They think it has nothing to offer them. Maybe they've prayed over a sick relative and they did it for a long time and that relative kicked the bucket. And they're like, this is BS. There's no way I could believe in a God that would cause someone I love to pass on. Then maybe you were in a relationship, a marriage that was going through difficult times, and you knew your spouse wanted out, but you wanted to hold on. And you said, I'm going to pray really hard that we can somehow find our way back together. And it failed. The relationship ended. He filed for divorce and you have been on your own. And it's been your worst nightmare. So you're thinking, really? Does it work to pray? Who is this God that I'm supposed to believe in when he doesn't grant my wishes or bring to pass anything that I really want? Or what about a sick child? Or an unexpected accident, and your child is seriously wounded or injured. People say, is this a God that I'm supposed to believe in when bad things are happening to good people? And what is the answer to that? The answer is very simple. This is a time that we need to believe more than ever. And why do you think that's the case, Deb?
Well, you've hit some very important points as to the reality of people's life, and a lot of people can resonate with the circumstances that befalls them, and where is God in the midst of all this? Well, I happen to know that God may be silent, but he's not absent. You see, the thing is, we have atheists who believe there is no God, and then we have people who believe in God, but don't believe in the miraculous work of God. Some of them say, oh yeah, God is there, but God does nothing for me. Well, I don't know, because in all of the stories that were shared from the New Testament, even in the Old Testament, we see that there is one thing that everyone had in common in order to see productivity out of what they really need from God, and that is faith. People have lost their faith. You know, we have lost so many things over the years through experience, and I'm believing to think that our mind is one of those things that we have lost. You know, because when it comes to God, first of all, people have been trying to figure out God from the beginning of time. We cannot comprehend God. He's incomprehensible. The knowability of God is incomprehensible. He's omniscience, he's omnipotent and omnibenevolent. And so what do we see happening when we are facing adversities? We see people either not pray, we see people fight in their physical strength, and we know that in our physical strength we have no power. We are powerless. We have to be fighting in the spiritual, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We are fighting against spiritual warfare in high places. And when we see these things are happening in terms of illness, the Bible speaks about that. The Bible is the book that everybody needs to read to understand the position that they're placed in and how to get out of those positions and live a longer, better life.
So true. And remember, biblically, it states that we're not promised a life of perfection where we will have no trials, no tribulation or difficulties. These things are all part of living. And when you go through hardship, that's the time that you really want to rely on God. You want to read his word, as Deb says, and just do it in a very gradual, almost minimalist type of way. But you will be surprised how it will transform you bit by bit. And what it does through faith, again, the operative word that Deb drew attention to, is it explains to you that we all need coping skills, and we need them desperately, because the things that are going on around us are harder than ever. They're harder to conquer. They're harder to wonder when we're going to have an end to them. And they're harder to keep our belief system going that something good is going to be worked out. And we do this by knowing God's word. It is just a powerful source of renewal and transformation. And at this time, we cannot leave it in the backward position. We have to bring it right up front and say, yes, I know that God wants good things. And I know that he has a good plan for this world. But there are forces of evil surrounding us. And these are the ones that are producing the bad things. It's not God that we should be blaming. We should be turning to God and praying to him, asking for him to guide us in the solutions. And know that he isn't the enemy. He is the force at work to try to make bad things good.
I totally 100% agree. And that's why when we're facing adversities and all these sort of terrors, we need to remember Psalms 91. And if you don't, I'll read that for you. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the foes and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon lions and cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalms 91. How many times have our grandmother read this Psalms for us when we are troubled? If we wake up at night from a serious nightmare, Psalms 91, here it comes. Or even Psalms 23, here it comes. Listen, the Bible is a living word. It activates. And if you don't press into those words, then you will be depressed. You need to press on the word of God, because through the word of God, it gives us life. It gives us life, eternal life. It opens up our knowledge. It gives us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You see, if a man can gain the whole world and lose his soul, what will he profit him? You see, it's better to gain knowledge and understanding and use wisdom to discern thy path. Because you know what? We can all wake up one day and this world could be end. It could be the end. And many of you would say, well, I heard this, that the world was ending from day one, but I never thought it would come. But trust and believe me, it is coming, and it's coming real fast. And the sooner you get to know the word of God and surrender your life to Christ, you will be doing yourself and the people that you love a huge favor. Because God wished for no one to perish. And if your loved ones are already perishing, the question is, what are you going to do about it? Because everybody has to answer for themselves. What are you going to do for you? Are you going to surrender your life to God? Or are you going to continue to live a life that says there is no God and there is no end? He says only a fool that says there is no God. So.
That's so powerful. I really have nothing to say, but that is one of my favorite Psalms. It's a total source of inspiration. And it really answers the question that we started out with, that The reality check we need is God is in control. We need to love him. We need to know him. We need to trust him and utilize that prayer of protection over every aspect of our lives. My name is Jackie.
And my name is Deborah.
Welcome us back because we're here to stay. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.